Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today, because as the entire country is covered in ice, it is crazy because I'm here in Laguna Beach, and number one, it's very warm. It's in the mid-60s. It's nice, but the tide has come in and completely washed out the beach. So I'm at the Montage. It's just absolutely stunning, but normally there's a beach behind me that you can walk on. And today there's not, and it's all blocked off, and they don't want anybody swimming out there. But, you know, you need to be ready. This is very scary times. Please do not forget to hit the like button. Please subscribe to this channel. And today we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry, which I will talk about a little bit later. First things first, guys, Bill Gross, the Bond King, billionaire investor. He right now says that people need to change the way that they're doing investments in general, and they need to be protective of their money right now. But this is the guy who is the bond king. He's the guy that's saying, be in bonds. No, 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 no. He's not saying to sell everything. He's just saying that we live in a world right now where fundamentals for businesses don't matter anymore. If a company makes money, it doesn't matter. If they are, you know, have an anticipation of a new product coming out, it doesn't matter. It is basically all smoke and mirrors and a complete clown show when it comes to running a business. What you have to look at is, how are companies going to relate geopolitically? War. How are they going to rate with the climate? And then you worry about the finances at the end. It's absolutely crazy. But he is saying, don't sell everything, but understand that we're headed for a very dangerous, rocky patch in the economy right now that is, I mean, this guy's never issued a warning like this. So, once again, very wealthy people that didn't just have it given to them, I listen to people like this, and I take this guy seriously because he's not saying that things are going to be great. Now, once again, I had Trade Genius on. Bob Kudla last week, who did an interview talking about from Martin Luther King Day to basically Easter, he thinks that the market's going to sour and turn south. Wow. Well, if you know that and you have all these people giving you these warnings, don't you worry about that. So I have had so many people reach out to me and say, you know, Dan, now you mentioned it, my company's doing weird things when it comes to our investments, our 401ks, all that stuff. I'll walk up the hill here with you guys. So I found a list of 24 of the major companies that are doing layoffs right now. Okay? So look at this. Prepare yourself. Now, again, I don't work for a big company. I work for a small business. I work for myself. You have to understand that everything right now is affecting all of us right now. And you're going to start to see story time with businesses where they're cutting back. You know, 10 years ago, let's face it, I saw a great TikTok about this. If somebody said, you got to work at Google because of the stock options, my ex-wife's best friend worked there, and they had every advantage in the world. They had free meals, free travel, for all these different incentives that they were given as employees. And that stuff's gone now, guys. There's a lot of perks there, but nothing like it was before. The stock options aren't what they used to be. So when you hear that Google's laying people off and cutting people back, that's a change. Venture capital, the venture capital space right now, is changing dramatically. In 2015, I'm telling you had an idea, there's a guy that would write you a check for it, and they would throw money at things. Not anymore. We're seeing a different world right now where they're cutting back dramatically with this. And you're going to see investments change. Now, does that mean you can't get money out there? No, you can get money for your business, you can get money for anything. But you have to understand that we're changing, times are changing. How you spend your money, you have to look at. How you advertise, you have to look at. You know, there's all these things that were sent to me. Mike Lindell, the guy that owns MyPillow, he got kicked off of Fox, which was his hometown. And people are saying, oh, this is terrible. This guy's been mistreated. No, 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 no. He didn't pay his bill, guys. He didn't pay his bill. And the thing about this, I want you to think about this. Whenever anybody has an economic hardship or any they have money problems, they act like they invented the stories that they tell people. Hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this, and then we'll do this. And you know how great my slippers are. And guys, it is not going to happen for this guy. This is the end for this guy. It really is, because and again, this is not a political thing at all. This is a financial business decision. During the season of people watching, your TV station for your team, okay? Think of it as football. Imagine getting kicked off if you were, advertising for the NFL right now during the playoffs. It's insane right now. It's absolutely insane. Speaking of the playoffs, the NFL has done a bunch of stupid things, and they're horrible, when it comes to certain advertising decisions. They just made another one that was ridiculous. A playoff game is going to be shown on a pay-per-view network only. Now, the problem with this is that you have home teams, okay? This was decided a long time ago. So regardless of what the teams were, the playoff game was going to be shown on the Peacock network, and the only way to get that is to pay for it. It's not included in your package. You have to pay for it, which is incredibly unfair. But you have people that have been, I've been a 50-year fan of the NFL. Now I'm done with the NFL. So bad decisions is, just it's continuing for these people and doing this stuff. So, share your thoughts on this. Do you think that it's a bad thing, when you have someone like Bill Gross telling you to, hey, you really need to get ready. You really need to look at this. Now, understand. All these guys have funds, all these guys have investments, and they all want you to be involved in that. But here's a guy that just said, I have not seen a time like this in our lifetimes that's this bad. That, what? He said, whoa, whoa, whoa. He said, what? Okay. Well, that is where you should be concerned. I have a list of 24 different large companies that are laying people off, but you have to look at this, because what's going to happen, like my friend's company, their fiscal year starts in April. So between now and April, it's going to be batting down the hatches and massive changes in the company. So with that being said, what's going to happen? If you knew that there was a potential that your company could close or could change, you should make those decisions now. Don't wait. Don't sit around and don't take this. Don't be serious about this. I have had people write me and say, my husband would never get fired, Dan, because he's so important. He's mid-level at Microsoft. That guy got fired, okay? And people don't get it, and you never hear from these people again. He landed at Google. He landed here. He landed there. But share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let me know what you think about this. Do you take guys like this seriously? Because I do. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Gundry. Our gut health is incredibly important. And Dr. Gundry is a famed cardiologist who lost weight and couldn't do it for years and finally figured out the secret to it. And he said it all came from his gut health. Think about this. With your gut, when it's wrong, you can gain weight, you can have bloating, you can have joint pain, and feel sluggish. Now, what Dr. Gundry did was he found one simple fix to this that was a cure that really made a big difference in his life. If you go to the newgutfix.com/Dan, it will make a huge difference. He's got a video he put together where he can show you how you can fix your gut health very easily. And again, take a look at the video today. Use the link below, thenewgutfix.com/Dan. But so many of us, gain weight, don't feel right, don't think we're eating healthy when in fact we're not. There's something you can do about it. And check out Dr. Gundry's link today and watch his video today. The link is below. I love when you guys send me follow-up from videos that I make. And remember last week we talked about how 3M is cutting the pensions from so many people. Well, what got announced right after that is Mike Roman, the CEO of 3M. This is a tough decision that we had to make, but his pension is $26 million, guys, and that's not getting cut. and he's going to have a very nice retirement with $26 million. So I'm telling you, the rich get richer. You know, us peasants, I'm telling you, this world is going to be the rich people and the super poor people. That is it. And if you don't think that's the way it is, you're kidding yourself. Found a great list. Somebody sent me this from USA Today. The richest landowners in our country own 15 million acres. And basically, they're land tycoons. But, you know, there's a great list, and I just want to go through a couple of these with you. But, you know, Ted Turner's still alive. Ted Turner owns 2 million acres of land across the country. He's number three. And number one is Kevin Costner. No, it's the Emerson family that owns 2.4 million acres of land. So, you know, absolutely crazy. The list is below. But where this research sent me was something very cool, and that was the website called landreports.com. This is a great research area. If you want to see who owns what and what people are talking about in regards to large sales of large swaths of land, I mean, it's amazing. But the rich are really taking care of themselves right now. So the next thing is John Deere tractors. John Deere tractors has had a lot of problems because people are not buying tractors. But what they're looking at is teaming up with a company called EGO, E-G-O. And EGO makes the one of the most successful electric lawnmowers. And again, here in California, they passed a wacky law that you can't have gas leaf blowers, and you have to have everything be electric. They have them out here at the Montage, and every time I talk to these guys, they tell me they hate them because they don't last nearly as long and they're not nearly as powerful as the gas powered ones. But they're saving the environment one leaf blow at a time. So they're going to team up John Deere with EGO and having one of these electric lawnmowers that you're going to be able to buy. Once again, I have not met anybody that says that this is efficient and that it works great. The other problem right now is with our country being under a cold spell, so many people can't use their electric cars right now. What is the point of this, guys? Okay, I have an emergency. I need to get to the airport. I need to fly my friend home. I need to go pick my kids up. It started snowing, and you can't use the car because it's electric. It's insane, guys. It's almost a joke at this point. But now, you know, you have to look at this, and you have to have, you know, battery-operated lawnmowers. I grew up here in Orange County, California, and I had friends that had, you know, families that had decent-sized lawns, and why are we going to pay for our gardener? You're going to come out and you're going to mow the lawn. You're going to take care of this for us. And it was always something that, like, I a friend that, you know, taught him, how quick can I get done with this lawn? Well, the electric lawnmowers would just be a disaster for that. So share your thoughts on that stuff so far. And one thing I got a kick out of is who's got the highest inflation in the country? Okay, great article. Well, they say it's in Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I love figures like this because they say it's 5.7%, which is a high inflation figure. But don't you think you pay more than that over the course of the last year, that you've spent more money and over 5.7% on anything right now? So Dallas-Fort Worth area, they threw Arlington in there too. So, but take a look at the article below on that. Because I think that that's ridiculous. Now, real estate people got together and they said, we're going to predict where the best real estate market's going to be in 2024. And this floored me because I was like, kidding, right? Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, New York, they see is going to have the highest appreciation for real estate in 2024. Where they get this from? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? This is sacred land. That's where Mom Yoga normally is, but it's not here today. Anyways, just beautiful up here today. Everybody's out having a good time, walking. It's nice. It's just so peaceful. That's so nice. But again, guys, you know, look at everything. Look at getting yourself. If you want to buy real estate, except the fact that you're going to have something well above 6%, maybe higher if you're self-employed. But, you know, I think that there's going to be tremendous deals. I'm going to get my friend Doug together, and we're going to talk foreclosures and what's happening inside the commercial real estate industry. And you're going to see major changes come in 2024. So, you know, let me know what you guys think about this stuff so far. But do you think Buffalo, New York is going to be the hot market? Isn't that crazy? This is what? Okay. By the way, it's freezing right now in Buffalo, New York. I mean, it is so cold in Buffalo, New York. Again, snow is like fishing. It's fun for an hour. Remember that. Huh? Unless you're a fisherman or a snow person. Huh? I'm going to end this video with these last few stories. And we have heard so much about artificial intelligence lately. And the latest one is there is a comedy special going around right now that is George Carlin. And it's an hour-long special that was completely fabricated and made up by artificial intelligence. And George Carlin's daughter, Kelly, slamming it. She's furious over this and saying it's just completely ridiculous. And it is. I don't know. You know, it's like I've heard the Elvis songs. Frank Sinatra sings this. You know, Elvis sings Baby Got Back. You know, all that stuff. It is ridiculous, guys. So there's that. Next thing is the Heinz Ketchup Company. I'm sure you guys have an old ketchup bottle in your house. Well, they want to change this, and they don't want to use plastic, so they want to use wood pulp to make the bottle. And so... again, how do you make wood pulp into plastic? I don't know. It's above my pay grade. But I'm sure that ketchup will go to $40 a bottle for ketchup with this happening. So to make it so that there's no plastics in the oceans and things like that, I get all that. I get all that. We all need to be more responsible. But this weird stuff like that, who knows if it's going to work. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they have a thing every year called Fan Fest. Fan Fest is like a pep show, you know, pep rally for the Dodgers, talking about the new team, new year. You know, we're going to lose in the playoffs. You guys celebrate that all the time. It's fantastic. Okay? This year, used to be free. Used to get almost 20,000 people out there. This year, they're going to charge you $10 because of Shohei. So, with that being said, the Dodgers are no longer going to have a free fan fest. It's going to cost people $10, which is sign of the times. This is an expensive event to put on. Well, wouldn't you want people to be excited about your team and show up and watch and, you know, get excited for the new year and buy tickets and buy stuff? Not enough, guys. They want the $10 from you. Final story, which was sent to me out of the New York Post, is there's an idiot in Canada that went out and got his driver's license, and in celebration of getting his driver's license, decided to leave their version of the Department of Motor Vehicles with his G2 license. G1 is the highest you can get, but his G2 license he got, and he went and cracked open a beer 20 minutes after he got his license and got pulled over and now loses his license. So the cops are like saying, yeah, this is pretty wild. You know, he's just got a paper license and he did this for a whole 20 minutes. And again, stupidity. Doesn't run far, and it even extends to Canada too. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And again, you know, hey, let's crack open a beer and celebrate. Okay? Share your thoughts and all this stuff. If you want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon.